So we're holding right in the middle of going through all of Hilchos Pesach, so I'm going to digress for a minute. Of course we're going to discuss Hilchos Pesach, but I would like to discuss a shiloh that came up yesterday. I'm not sure exactly who, but apparently there are people who make weddings the week of Pesach. Anyone know of any weddings next week? So the shiloh that came up was, there's a person who's making a wedding next week, and they're having Shevar Brachos the night of Leil HaSeder. What are they supposed to do? Interesting shiloh. So this is not a new shiloh. As I looked into it, I found out it's been a shiloh over many, many generations. Many people have spoken about it. So let's go through the sugya a little bit. Let's discuss what exactly the issues might be and what are the solutions. What's a person actually supposed to do? And this is halacha l'maisa. This year on Pesach, there will be a Shevar Brachos on Pesach night. Now, obviously, you only make Shevar Brachos when there's Panim Chadashos. So this obviously only would be if there's Panim Chadashos. However, we assume that Shabbos is a Panim Chadashos on its own. Right? That's what we generally hold. You don't need a Panim Chadashos on Shabbos. I think we assume Yantav is the same. So with regard to that, we're fine. So they're making Shevar Brachos Pesach night. So exactly what are we supposed to do? So the Acharonim have a Machlokes. What's the din supposed to be? We know that Shevar Brachos is supposed to be done after a meal. Right? You don't just get up if the Chasan and Kala are in the room. You don't just make Shevar Brachos. It's only if we have a meal. And we designated this meal to be for the Chasan and Kala. And afterward we say Shevar Brachos. So the Acharonim have a Machlokes. The Aruch HaShulchan and others disagree with the Nitziv and the Shiltas. They have a Machlokes. What exactly is the status of the Shevar Brachos? Do we say that the Shevar Brachos is just an extension of the Birchas HaMazon at the end of the meal? That's what some Acharonim say. Or do we say no? The other Acharonim assume that Shevar Brachos is a separate entity. It's something on its own. It happens to be that it only comes after a person eats a meal and he's going to make Birchas HaMazon. But we would make Shevar Brachos on its own, and it's considered a separate entity. Now, it sounds just like a fluffy chakira. What's the difference? So there would be a couple of nafkaminas. Number one, a nafkamina would be, are we allowed to talk in between the end of Birchas HaMazon and making the Shevar Brachos? We always find everyone's talking in between the Birchas HaMazon and the Shevar Brachos till the person goes around the room and gives out the cup. We know that everyone begins to talk, and it's always a little bit pandemonium. They begin to sing sometimes. So that's a question. Are we really supposed to do that or not? Do we say that the Birchas HaMazon and the Shevar Brachos are considered one continuation, and therefore, if that would be the case, one should really not be mapsik in between, just like he's not mapsik in the middle of Brachos of Birchas HaMazon? Or do we assume that, no, the Shevar Brachos are something that stand alone, and therefore a person is allowed to talk because this is something we do separately? That's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is we find in Hilchos Tefillah, if let's say you start off with a minyan, and now when it comes to Chazaras HaShatz, a couple of Hatzalah guys, I don't know why else anyone would leave, but you have a few Hatzalah guys that have to leave, Pikuach Nefesh. So what's the din? Now we get up to Chazaras HaShatz. Are we allowed to do Chazaras HaShatz with Kaddish Kedusha? Are we allowed to do that? Because we began our minyan with having 10 people, but now we're not left with a minyan. So what's the halacha? So it says, Mefurshin Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Tefillah, that obviously you are allowed to continue davening, even though the minyan is no longer present. You can continue to daven and assume as if there was a minyan there. You're allowed to say Kaddish, you're allowed to say Kedusha and Baruch Hu, you're allowed to lane. That would be permissible. So that's the question over here. If we started Birchas HaMazon with a minyan, we need a minyan in order to, the Gemara Ksuvos Daf Ches tells us that we need a minyan in order to say Shevar Brachos. So let's say we began our Suda and Birchas HaMazon with a minyan, and now a couple of guys have to run out, they have to go somewhere, and by the time Shevar Brachos rolls around, we're left with less than a minyan. So would we be allowed to say Shevar Brachos or not? So that is also dependent on this machlekes between the Aruch HaShulchan and the Briskura versus the Shiltas that Netziv writes in his Shiltas, Shilta Gimel. So that's a famous discussion. So one very obvious nafkamina which comes out is really quoted in Shulchan Aruch and Ibn Ezra Simon Samach Beis. Obviously the Machlokes Achronim really dates back to the Rishonim. They're all finding different Rishonim to find their Shitas. So what is the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Samach Beis, which is all about Hilchos Shevar Brachos? So says the Mechaber in Ibn Ezra as follows. Yei Shomrim, She'ein Lomer Zayin Brachos Al Kos Berchos HaMazon. The Mechaber first quotes a day in Taisus Daf Kuf Beis Himsachim, Kuf Beis Himbeis. Taisus has a suffix. Must I have a separate cup for the Shevar Brachos? Or do I assume I could just use, if we were Mevarach Halakos by Birchas HaMazon, can I just use that cup for the Shevar Brachos or not? So what does everyone say? Anyone's been to a Shevar Brachos before knows. What do we do? Separate. You have two separate cups. Aside for those who are Svardim. Any Svardim in the room? Oh, so what do you do by a Svardi Shevar Brachos? I never attended, but it says in Shulchan Aruch, one cup, exactly, you're right, you are remembering correctly. So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Samach Beis and Evan Ezer, he quotes a Machlokes 2 days in Tosis in Psachim Daf Kuf Beis, and he says, what's the halacha when we have Shevar Brachos right after benching? Are we supposed to use two separate kosos, or do we say that it's good enough to use the one for Birchas HaMazon? So the Mechaber himself says that the minhag is to use one cup, like you said, and that's the way the Svardim Paskin, like the Mechaber says. However, as we all know, minhag Ashkenaz is like the Rama says on the spot in Simas Hamach Beis, that you're supposed to use two separate cups. What is this based on? So the Acharonim speak out that this is also based on this question that we started with. Do we assume that Shevar Brachos is something separate? Or do we assume that Shevar Brachos is an extension of the Birchas HaMazon? The Netziv writes that the same way by an Avel, we say Birchas HaAvel, after the first Suda, so he says that is really a specific part of Birchas HaMazon that's made for an Avel when he's sitting Shiva. But that's not something that we would assume is something separate from the Birchas HaMazon. That's something that's an extension of Birchas HaMazon in this circumstance. So the Netziv writes that would be the same by Shevar Brachos, that it's just an extension in a circumstance where you have a Shevar Brachos that you need to say Brachos for. So in that circumstance, the Birchas HaMazon is extended. So that's the question. Now, what would be the problem? Just because Birchas HaMazon and Shevar Brachos, according to Minhag Ashkenaz, is two separate chiyuvim, why must we have two separate cups? So that's based on a Gemara in Sota Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Psachim Kuf Beis Amud Beis, and Brachos Mem Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara in all three places talks about Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. What is this all about? Says the Gemara in Sota Daf Ches that we are not allowed to have, when we have a Sota that comes to the Beis HaMikdash and she has to drink the water, so we're not allowed to have two of them line up in a row and have one coin knock them off one after the other. No, let's get this over quickly. We're not allowed to do that. We have to do one at a time. Says Rashi in Sota Daf Ches Amud Aleph, why? What's the problem? What's wrong with Mitzvos Chavilos? What's the big deal? We're trying to save time. Says Rashi, no. Because if I just try to knock off two mitzvahs at one shot, Rashi says the problem is that it's nira lav kamasoi. I look like I have a whole list, a laundry list of things that I need to get done, and now I'm going to check off my checklist. Did I do my mitzvah of Hashkah Sota today? So the kohen could check it off. So it just looks like he's standing there with a checklist, and he doesn't really care about the mitzvahs. It looks like it's a big burden on him. So Rashi writes, this is why there's a Dindur Rabbanan, as Tosis points out, this is why the Dindur Rabbanan is that a person is not allowed to do mitzvahs chavilos chavilos. The Gemara says in Psachim Daf Kuf Beis that based on this principle of Enos and mitzvahs chavilos also, we have to use two separate cups of wine when we're trying to do two separate mitzvahs. We're not allowed to just knock them off with one cup of wine because this cup of wine was designated for this purpose. And when we have another mitzvah that we want to do, we don't just show that we're knocking it off with one cup. We're willing to spend the money. We're willing to burden ourselves to fill up another cup and do it for the second cup as well. And in Brachos Daf Mem Tes, the Gemara tells us also that that's why Ein Chosmim Bishtayim. When we finish off a bracha, we're not allowed to finish with two themes. We have to finish one bracha and say the theme of that bracha, and then we say another bracha. Let's say a guy comes in late to shul in the morning and he wants to abridge the Brachos HaShachar. So what does he do? He says, Bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam. So it's a great idea. Save you 30 seconds. Why not? So ein chosim mishnayim. We know that the halacha is you're not allowed to be chosim a bracha with two separate themes. So you can't say one bracha to Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam pokeh achivim malvishavim matirasurim. That's not good enough. You need to have two separate brachas to show that einos and mitzvos chavilos chavilos. We don't try to pack everything into one. We try to show that we have separate kavana, separate intent for this thing, and separate for the other thing as well. So based on that, that's why Rashi writes, it's shalom nira lav kamasoi. We don't want it to look like I'm just trying to knock off my chiyuvim. Tosis says in Moed Katan Daf Ches, a different shot. Ironic that it's in Sota Daf Ches and Moed Katan Daf Ches. Nothing to do with each other, but just so happens to be a good way to remember. So Tosis in Moed Katan Daf Ches also discusses this, and he writes that really the reason why is because we want that he should have full intention when he's doing one mitzvah. All his kavana should be for this one thing. He shouldn't just be mixed up in his mind. So, hey, leave upon it, Tosu says. It's not just that we don't want him to do like a checklist. It's that we want that he should have all his intentions geared for one mitzvah at a time. The Chiddush Arim actually writes in Chumash an interesting word. He says, v'chai behem, that's what it means. V'chai behem, I need to put all my chiyas into a mitzvah. It's a Chassidish Pshetel, but that's what he says. Very similar to this Tosu in Ma'ikot, that when a person's doing a mitzvah, he has to give everything he has into that one mitzvah. So that's another reason. Rabbi Yosef Engel says a third reason in Beis HaOitzer that why Einos and mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. So he says, because Isaac mitzvah patamana mitzvah, like the Gemara says in Sukkah, that therefore a person, if he comes across this mitzvah, so he's not going to be chayim in the other mitzvah. So how can he knock off both at once? He's pater from the other one. So that's Rabbi Yosef Engel's chiddush, which is not like the Rishonim, but whatever it is. Interesting discussions there are regarding this din of Einos and mitzvahs chavilas. The Maharsham, I think he has a tshuva about a person who has a chiv to make a siyam. He finishes a masechta. So he doesn't have money to make a big fancy siyam, so what should he do? So says the Maharsham, maybe he's allowed to wait till Yantiv, and when he's having a fancy meal for Yantiv anyway, maybe he can knock off the seam as well. So he's not sure. He says maybe it's Einos and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Similarly, we find in the Shari Darkei Tshuva and Hilchos Shechita Siman Chaf Ches, it's a strange Darkei Tshuva, which I didn't decide it was strange. I think it's strange anyway, but the Aderis in the Over Areach says that he doesn't understand it at all. The Darkei Tshuva says, if let's say a father shechts a behema, and we know you need to do kisei adam. So he's too weak to do the kisei adam on his own, so he says to his son who's standing over there, you mind doing the kisei adam for me? Says the Darkei Tshuva, that's a problem, the son's not allowed to do it because Eino's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas, because at the same time that I'm doing the kisei adam, be mekayim kibud av v'aim. So really, it's very questionable Darkei Tshuva. It's a very strange vart. I don't know how it's possible. The two things have nothing to do with each other. Normally, when we say Eino's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas, it means you can't knock off chayuvim at once, but over here, I'm being mekayim kibud av. If let's say I wake up in the morning and I'm about to put on tefillin, my father says, you know what, please put on tefillin today. So I'm not allowed to wear tefillin because Eino's a mitzvah chavilas chavilas. How does it take away? The Adaris even asks further. He says, if he's Zayin Aviv, if he's not going to do the Kisei Adam, I'm going to sit there on the side and do plenty of other mitzvahs, but the thing that my father asked me to do, I'm specifically not going to do, doesn't make any sense. So the Adaris finds this very hard to believe. Whatever it is, it's an interesting thing. The Arsameach actually points out also that the only time there's a problem of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas is by a mitzvah where I wouldn't be allowed to be Memana Shliach. But by a mitzvah where I could just as easily be Memana Shliach as I could do it myself, so that doesn't constitute an issue of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas, because had I wanted to get rid of the Maso, I would have just asked someone else to do it. From the fact that I'm doing it on my own shows that I don't find it as a burden. So that's just a little bit about this. So this is a discussion Pesach night as well. What do you do? The Tshuvas Ariva is a suffix in Siman Mem Hey. What do you do about a person, let's say any Kohanim in the room? Kohen in the room. So, did you ever eat matzahs on Pesach night made from Tshumah or Challah? I hope the answer is no. Okay, so let's say Bizman Beis HaMikdash when everyone's tahar, so the din would be that you're allowed to eat matzahs made from Tshumah or Challah. A Kohen's allowed to eat Tshumah, Kohen's allowed to eat Challah, so he's allowed to make his matzahs out of Tshumah and Challah. Frekteriva, how's he allowed to make mitzvahs from his? How's he allowed to make matzos mitzvah from his truma or his challah? I enos a mitzvah chavilas chavilas is a mitzvah sachilas truma and mitzvah sachilas matzah. So how am I allowed to put the same things together and eat one kazayis a matzah and through that be mekayim my two chiyuvim of mitzvah sachila? Good question. So the Riva writes, how could it be? Oh, so you want to say that it's not true? Says the Riva that it's only when I'm doing two separate activities in one, and I'm trying to get rid of the two activities that I have to do. But over here, my mitzvah is to eat a kazayis. So what are you going to say? My one maisa achila is not allowed to count for two things? That's not true. He says that the only time is when I'm doing two maisas, one after the other, and I'm showing that I just want to get rid of them as quickly as possible. Like, bringing two sotas to the Beis HaMikdash, knocking them off one after the other. But over here, I'm just having mitzvah achila. I happen to be doing with one kazayis. I happen to figure out a trick to be mekayim both mitzvahs. So he says he doesn't understand what the problem is. The issue with his teretz is that in Shulchan Aruch Hilchos Pesach, it seems very clear not like that, because the Shulchan Aruch paskins that Pesach night a person is supposed to eat two kazesim of matzah. Even if he doesn't like matzah that much, he should eat two kazesim, says the Mechaber. The reason why is one to be mekayim your mitzvahs achilas matzah, one is to be mekayim your mitzvah of sudas yantiv.
What's the case by the site of trying to get rid of one after another? If it's mamish one after another, then should be okay. What are you doing to show that it's a masa in that case?
Meaning I'm lining them up and I'm saying, let's get rid of them. Says the Gemara, if I have two separate Kohanim doing it and they just so happen to be at the same time, so fine, that's the way it turned out. But if I have two sotas that walked into the Beis HaMikdash and we decide, instead of giving our full attention to this one and finishing her process and then we'll go to the next one, so the Gemara says that constitutes an issue of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So there's a lot of different Gemaras about it. It's interesting, but over here in Shulchan Aruch it says Hilchos Pesach that a person should eat two different kazesim of matzah Pesach night. One for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, one for the mitzvah of sudas yantiv. So it seems from the Shulchan Aruch, not like the Riva, it would seem that even though there's only one maisa achila, even though I'm only eating one kazayis, I'm still have to be careful not to knock them both off at once because of mitzvah chavilas. However, the Mishnah Brura points out over there that he doesn't understand why the Mechaber paskin like this, because he says Rovi Shonim say not like that. Rovi Shonim say that even with one kazayis is good enough. So it would seem that might be up for discussion. Anyway, back to where we are over here. So what's going to be? We know Enos and mitzvah chavilas chavilas. So bottom line, Simon Samach Bezin Eben Ezer, we paskin the Ramah says not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah paskins that we must use for Shevar Brachos a separate cup than we use for Brachos Hamazon. So says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Pesach Siman Tafayim Beisiv Zayin. Let's say a person forgets to drink the third cup of Haseba. So what does he do? I'm sure it's happened before. So says the Shulchan Aruch, what am I supposed to do? Do I drink another cup and do it Behaseba now? Or do I just say, okay, I missed out on the Haseba, too bad, you go further. So what's so bad? Let's say a person can handle wine, so let him drink another cup with Haseba. What's so terrible about that? Problem is, it's not Dalakosis. The Yerushalmi says, Asr lehoisef ala kosis. Why? It's like Baltoisif. The same way I'm not allowed to do, I'm not allowed to take two lulav, so too I'm not allowed to take an extra kais. I'm not allowed to add a fifth kais onto the Lel HaSeder. So therefore, it says the Shulchan Aruch, in between the third cup and the fourth cup, I may not drink another cup of wine. in between the first and the second, or the second and the third, so that's in the middle of my meal, it's mutter. However, when it becomes between the third and the fourth, the Gemara says that's an issue of, I'm sorry, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins from the Yerushalmi, that's an issue of ein mosifin ala kosis because it looks like bal tosif. So according to that, so what in the world are we supposed to do? Again, our question is, we have a Sheva Brachos Pesach night, which is actually going to take place next week. So they asked the Shiloh, what are they supposed to do when it's Asr Lohosav Ala Kosis? And you're not allowed to drink the cup of Sheva Brachos after I already drank my third cup. So what am I supposed to do? Any ideas? So it's an interesting question. So as interesting as it is, all the Achronim give all their different ideas, but everyone missed the Darkei Moshe himself, who says in Hilchos Pesach exactly what you're supposed to do. And the Stechemet points out that he doesn't understand the Pesach Tshuva also, and Simon Samach Beis and Eben Ezer says he doesn't understand why everyone gives their ideas, but no one gave the idea that the Ramah himself says in the Darkei Moshe. So it says the Ramah, what are you supposed to do? He says as follows. By Kiddush Friday night in your house, does every single person drink from the wine, or do we just have the person who makes Kiddush drink from the wine? So, l'chatchila, many are machmer that they have everyone drink. But meikra adin, just the mevarich is allowed to make the Kiddush, and that's good enough. Right? Everyone agree? So that's obviously the case. We know not everyone has to drink. Shabbos morning is a Kiddush in the Brisker Rav that maybe everyone has to drink because it's a different story than Friday night. But Friday night Kiddush, we know that one person can make the bracha, he could drink, that's good enough for everybody. Says Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Tzadi Tesem Beis, the same applies by Kiddush, would also apply by Leil HaSeder. One person could sit at the head of the table, he has to make four brachas on Ala Kos, and that's good enough for everybody. Why should it be any different? So, there's a famous shetel that said in the Rambam that the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rambam holds that, no, each person at the table must make his own Dal Kosis and must drink his own. Says the Rambam, the Darkei Moshe, before he knew this Brisker Rav, obviously, so he obviously felt differently than the Brisker Rav. So the Darkei Moshe gives an eitzah. What should he do? Pesach night. He should have the balabas bench on a cup of wine. He will be the one who will be mitzi that kos for everyone at the table. After he's finished benching, you'll go to the cup of the chasin or to someone else at the table, and you'll make the Sheva Brachos on that. No problem. That's what the Ramah himself says in the Darkei Moshe, which is a chiddush nifla, because we're all so used to the concept that every single person at the table uses his own cup and drinks dalet kosis on his own. So the Ramah says, no, in this case, when you're stuck, because you're not allowed to add an extra cup, so you'll make the brachos on a separate kos, and you'll make the brachos on this kos, and according to Tosfos, you're fine. According to the Ramah, you might not be fine. Okay, it's a question. But that's what the Ramah himself says. If you look in Rav Moshe and his Eben Ezer Chelek Aleph, he quotes this Ramah, and he says that's what a person should do, because the Ramah is the Adon HaAshkenazim, he's the one that we always paskin like in Pinagi Ashkenaz. So says Rav Moshe that therefore you should follow the Ramah's minig, and you should, first the Balabas should make Birchas HaMazon on one cup of wine, and then they should go and make the Sheva Brachos on a different cup. Just to finish off here, the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Chidah, who gives another eitzah, that the Chidah says that first you should bench Birchas HaMazon, and then you should go and do the Sheva Brachos on the same cup. Why? Because he says it's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber paskins, Machalik is Mechaber in the Ramah, but the Mechaber paskins like that first day in Tosfos and Psachim Gaf Beis, that a person's allowed to make the Sheva Brachos and the Birchas HaMazon on one cup. It's not two separate Chiyuvim. So he says on Pesach night when you're stuck, so you'll follow the Mechaber Shita and just do both on one cup. That's what he says. And a third opinion is followed, is found in the Pesach Tshuva quotes the Yavitz, that what should a person do? He should make his Birchas HaMazon on one cup, then he should make the Sheva Brachos on another cup and save the Sheva Brachos cup for the fourth cup, which is very questionable. Rav Moshe says he doesn't understand what you're gaining because that's still mitzvah chavilas. Now you're using that cup for Sheva Brachos and for the fourth cup. So he says he thinks that's questionable. So bottom line, Rav Moshe says that in this case we should follow the Darkei Moshe's idea, which is that the Balabas should make first the Barpi Agafen. I'm sorry, he should first bench on one cup of wine. After he's finished, we should go and take a cup of wine from someone else at the table and make the Sheva Brachos on that separate kos.